starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today, and certainly somebody we always look forward to having with us, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, pick this story up.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I like what Thomas Jefferson warned in a letter he wrote to William Jarvis. This is in 1820, September 28, 1820. He said to William Jarvis, "You seem to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions." And by the way, that, if I might just comment, that's an opinion that many Americans hold, that basically there are not three equal branches of government, but that the Supreme Court is really the ultimate arbiter of all questions constitutional. Jefferson continued, "That idea of the courts being the ultimate judges of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are honest men, not more so, and their power is more dangerous as they are in office for life and not responsible as the other functionaries are to the elective control. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands confided with corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots." And so Thomas Jefferson very forthrightly spelled out that there's a grave danger in giving the judiciary a kind of unchecked power, because they will become despots that are not accountable at all to the elective control. And so we know our founders developed a three-branch system of government in order to check the power of one branch against another, three equal branches, legislative, executive, judicial. But many Americans don't know that they also built four levels of government, and that these levels of government were also designed to be a check upon each other, especially the federal government being checked by the state governments, which were designed to be more powerful and have more issues that they dealt with of life, liberty, and property than the federal government actually did. And then, of course, beneath the state is the county governments and then the local town governments or township governments. And each of these levels was to serve as a check against the other levels, such that there was multiple checks and balances taking place between not only the three branches, but also the four levels of government. What most Americans also don't know is that they devised the jury to be the final check against all of this, all four levels of government and all three branches of government. The independent jury was to be a check against them to judge the law, to judge whether a law was truly lawful or not. For example, here in Maryland, our Constitution says that in trial of all criminal cases, the jury shall be the judges of law as well as of fact. And that idea was not just in Maryland, but was throughout the original 13 states, that juries judge the law to see, does this law meet with the laws of nature and nature's God, which is the foundation of all law. In other words, God's law given to us in His Word, the Bible. Secondly, then, the jury would also decide, is this law constitutional? That is, does it meet what the Constitution on the federal and state level requires for it to be a lawful law? And that idea for many Americans is kind of strange. How can you have an unlawful law? Well, the fact of the matter is we have enormous amount of unlawful law in America today. Things like the Patriot Act and Patriot Act II and Military Commissions Act. And you go on and on with a long, long list of things that are unlawful today. Well, if jurors knew this, and that they had the power to stop injustice and the power to halt unlawful law from actually being enacted against fellow citizens, they could do justice in the courtroom and they could stop the kind of tyranny that we see prevailing far too much in our country. I like the other quote by Thomas Jefferson about the jury and how valuable the jury is. He said, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution." We all know that our federal government is violating the Constitution on a daily basis, and egregious violations they are. Well, how do we stop it? One of the most powerful methods, as Thomas Jefferson said, is a trial by jury. The only way a jury can stop a tyrannical government is to rule that the laws that government has passed are actually unlawful, and therefore, whatever the facts of the case may be, if the law itself is unlawful, the citizen is not guilty because he hasn't actually broken a lawful law. And that concept needs to be understood by everyone who serves as a juror, which again is why every juror needs to ultimately know the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, have a working knowledge of those documents and an understanding of what our founders' worldview was of law and government, which is exactly what Institute on the Constitution offers in our Foundations class. We'll talk about the host kit later on, but that's a way in which everyone can learn these and teach these to other people so that we can develop and take our system back from the tyrants. Now, I believe last time when we were talking about English history and going back into the ancient myths of where the jury system developed, we said that the high point was the Magna Carta. Here, for the first time in writing, was guaranteed the right to a trial by jury of one's peers, and the Englishman, of course, had a good battle with King John, who didn't want to sign that document, and ultimately he was forced to sign it or lose his throne. And from that point on, then, established in law was that right to a trial by jury. Now, tyrants are never content to lose a battle, and King John and the kings that followed him had lost, and they'd lost a great deal of power in the signing of the Magna Carta. And so they developed a different court system, kind of to run parallel to the common law court system, and it became known as the Court of the Star Chamber, ultimately becoming a notorious abuse of power. It was called that because if you happened to be dragged into that court and you were so unfortunate for having that, if you looked up to the ceiling, you would see it was decorated with stars and blue background, kind of like you were looking into the heavens. Well, during the reign of King Henry VII, it became a powerful and separate entity. It was separating itself from the King's Council, other bodies that were involved in governing England. And then under King Henry VIII, the king and his counselors encouraged plaintiffs to bring their cases directly to the Star Chamber, you know, to bypass the common law courts. They were basically trying to sell the idea and promote the idea, market it to people so that they would say, yeah, you're going to get a better deal over here in the Star Chamber. And the court was limited in only one respect, that it could not impose death penalties, but it could impose torture. It could impose prison and fines and forfeiture of your property. So anything but death was in the power of the Star Chamber. Well, it grew even more tyrannical as the years went on. King James I, in 1560, in his reign, he expanded the power. And his son, Charles I, in 1600, greatly expanded the power until this Court of the Star Chamber became a byword for misuse and abuse of power. And actually, it's a byword that even those who are knowledgeable in history speak of today, the Court of the Star Chamber. And we have a parallel system to that going on today in the Military Commissions Act. The same kind of thing, because this court would often examine cases of sedition. That is, if you'd be accused of sedition, if you opposed any of the royal policies, if you opposed what the king did, if you opposed some laws that were passed, if you objected at all, they could drag you into this Court of the Star Chamber. And you did not have your normal rights secured there. It was often used to try people too powerful, such as nobles, who they would get a good pass in the common law courts. And the court sessions were held in secret. No public was allowed. No reporters were allowed, that kind of thing. There was no right of appeal. Once the court had issued their decision, you were done. You could not appeal it and say, wait a minute, this decision isn't just. We need another hearing. The punishment that the court handed down was swift and severe to anyone who was an enemy of the crown. So you see what's going on there is the government is using a court system to abuse the people and pound them down, especially whenever they objected to anything the government was doing, which is exactly what the Military Commissions Act is all about in our day. Ultimately, King Charles I used the Court of the Star Chamber as a replacement for Parliament because he refused to allow Parliament to sit between the years 1628 and 1640. Instead, he used the Star Chamber as a sort of Parliament, and this just got under the skin of the English people so much so that the Glorious Revolution overthrew the king, and the Long Parliament in 1641 finally abolished the hated Star Chamber and its infamous nature. Then 8 years later, Parliament held King Charles on trial for treason, and rightly so. He was treasonous, traitor to his own country and his people, and he claimed that he had the divine right of kings to do whatever he pleased, and there was no limit on his power. And the people said, our Constitution, and especially our Magna Carta, says these are the limits on the power. You have abused those limits, and therefore you are a traitor. And they beheaded King Charles I, first time in English history. They beheaded a king because he had betrayed his country. He was a treasonous traitor to his country. And that Glorious Revolution proved what men could do when faced with utter despotism. And by the way, that was only 127 years prior to the founders of our country in their war against King George III. They recognized that he was a despot like King Charles I, and that that he was creating a Star Chamber type of trial system by various means, and we'll talk about that in a few moments. But let me just mention that the colonial charters of all 13 colonies that were founded, each one was founded by an agreement between the king and the colonists. Their colonial charter stipulated various aspects of it. For example, the very first charter of Virginia, which is this year is the 400th anniversary of that charter being signed and the colony being founded, and it provided in King James I's instructions that the colony of Virginia included the right to trial by jury of one's peers. All the subjects of the colonies, it said, should have and enjoy all liberties, franchises, and immunities within any of our dominions to all intents and purposes as if they had been abiding and born within our realm of England or any other of our said dominions. And so the colonists of Virginia had their Englishmen's rights, their God-given rights, guaranteed by the Charter of Virginia. Of course,
okay,
later
well,
history
just hold
will
that
see George violated
David,
that.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Grocer Pastor David Whitney. We're talking really about these ideas of the jury. We're talking about these ideas of freedom, the fact that the jury was to be the final arbiter in all matters that came into the court. And, of course, today the judges don't want that. They want to tell the jury what they're going to do. I went to a potential juror asked to come down to be considered as a juror, and the judge said, now, is there anybody here that would not be able to take my instructions? And I will tell you what the law is. You are not to look at the law. You're not to consider anything, but what I tell you can be considered. Does anybody have difficulty with that? And nobody put up their hand, because people do not understand that the jury is the ultimate arbiter. And of course, as you move towards tyranny, then the courts, the government, the judges who are paid by the government become the ultimate arbiter. And these concepts of liberty, which were at one time so precious to the American people, become simply a remembrance of things past. Go ahead, David.
As Dr. Stan and others have told me about their experiences and some experiences I've read about where the judge won't even let the jury look at the law. They're told to apply the law in this case, but they can't look at the law. It's like, well, what gives there? Why can't the jury look at the law that they're supposed to apply if there's no problem with the law? And obviously the court's trying to hide stuff, and the court's trying to manipulate the jury. What's called jury tampering is really what the courts today do on a regular basis. Well, the colonial charters of our first 13 colonies prevented the king from doing any such actions. And Massachusetts Bay Colony was another example of their colonial charter. The trial by jury was guaranteed, and it's very interesting to see what they say in the guarantees of trial by jury. That is Article 29 of Massachusetts Body of Liberties, composed in 1641. In all actions at law, it shall be the liberty of the plaintiff and the defendant by mutual consent to choose whether they will be tried by the bench, that is, by the judge, or by a jury. And later on in that same Massachusetts Body of Liberties, it says that no man's life shall be taken away, no man's honor or good name shall be stained, no man's person arrested, retained, banished, dismembered, or in any ways punished or deprived of wife, children, no man's goods or estate shall be taken from him, nor in any way damaged under color of law or a countenance of authority, unless it be by virtue of equity or in case of defect, that is, if the law has a defect, in any particular case by the word of God. They were instructing their jurors in colonial Massachusetts that they had to look at the word of God to determine if the law that they were actually following or supposed to be following in this case was a just law. Was it just according to the Bible? And if it wasn't just according to the Bible, then of course the jury was free to acquit the individual as not guilty regardless of the facts of the case. And You see, it was the Word of God that was lifted up, and the Word of God was the ultimate arbiter of what is just. Many people haven't heard this account of, you know, when you go into a court, and as soon as the judge enters, the bailiff calls out, "All rise," and everybody in the courtroom stands. And we assume that that's we're standing because we respect and honor this judge, and that's the way it is today, but that's not how it originally was. The reason people rose and were instructed to rise is that the judge, when he entered the courtroom, had an open Bible in his hand, an open Bible, and as he stepped in, "All rise" was out of respect for the Word of God. It was the Bible that was going to be the ultimate arbiter of what is just and how justice was going to be rendered in that courtroom. And the judge had the book open, the Bible open, because he was looking to the Bible himself and instructing the jurors to look to the Bible themselves in rendering justice in that courtroom.
And I think it's really so important that people understand that for the first 100 to 150 years of our country, why the Blackstone's commentary on the laws of England was the basis of American law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. And Blackstone was writing from a Christian perspective. His commentaries on the law were based upon the Bible. Now, that's not allowed anymore. Why? Because we've replaced rule by God to rule by man. And, of course, whatever the judge says, that's the law. We've taken God out of our courtroom. Why? Because the whole idea was to make us a secular or pagan nation. And then, of course, the next step is to take us into a nation that is to be ruled by totally by people who are dedicated to the other God. And, of course, that gets us into a discussion of Gnosticism. But the important thing is that when they took God out of our schools and when they took God out of our courts, then, of course, we ceased to be a moral nation. Go right ahead, David.
An example of this is what happened in the Colorado Supreme Court just a few years back. There was a rape murder case, and the guy was very obviously guilty, and the jury said he's guilty of committing rape and then murdering the woman he raped. Just a terrible account. But it was appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court of Colorado because the jury had determined the death penalty should be given to this murderer. And in their deliberations, some of the jurors had discussed Bible verses as a justification for voting for the death penalty, and that they have persuaded some of the other jurors to vote that way.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with David Whitney.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And before we go on, David, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, what they will get if they do get in touch with it, and why it's important.
Well, we offer what we call a host kit because we recognize most people be kind of intimidated by the idea of teaching our Constitution, but it's very simple. 12 half-hour lectures by Constitutional Professor John Eismo and 2 lectures by David Barton. The host kit contains all of those DVDs or VHS if a person needs that format, and then a student notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures so the student can follow along making their own notes. And at the end of each lecture is a series of test questions so you can check how well you have retained the information that each of these lectures contains. And this is designed as a turnkey method. There's a host instruction manual that, if you're hosting a class, gives you all the information you need, the answers to the test questions, and instructions as to how to conduct a class. So we're finding that people all over America are taking this host kit and conducting a class in their church, for example, or some are renting a hall in the community, or using free space available in the library to host a class to educate the people in their community, their friends and circle of friends, their church members, and just people in the general community, because that's the way to take America back from the tyrants who are currently in control. Put them out of power. The first step is to educate yourself about what the founding documents actually says. And so our host kit gives a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the essential knowledge a citizen needs to take our republic back and restore it. And people can order online if they'd like to go to our website. That website for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That website, again, is iotconline.com. Or if they prefer to call us and order that way, they can call toll-free. Institute on the Constitution's toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Again, that toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Dr. Stan, we're encouraged as we see people across America taking this to heart, and your program has been great in connecting people across America with our program and enabling them to educate people in their community and spread a wildfire of liberty as we restore our republic, first educating the citizens in that regard. Well, before the break, we were talking about the Supreme Court decision in Colorado that overturned the death penalty that the jury had decided because several of the jurors had referred to the Bible. And it was stated in the oral arguments before the Supreme Court, the fact that those jurors referred to the Bible means that they broke the law. They went against the law. That it's illegal to have the Bible in the courtroom or to refer to the Bible in the courtroom. And that's the attitude not only in Colorado, but most of the other states across our country. The opposite of our founders that said the Bible is law, and it's the supreme law, therefore we are going to abide by it, to today where not only is the Bible not sworn on and things of that nature, but the Bible is completely rejected as law at all. And that is a travesty and an injustice that needs to be righted and turned back. in the right way.
Well, I don't think it ever will be, David, until people understand that there is a basic component of evil, that there are evil people who've gotten in there, and their whole idea is to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. They're not interested in a wall of separation. They want to destroy Christianity because they know if they destroy Christianity, they destroy our nation. And until people understand that, none of the things going on really make any sense at all, do they?
No. Otherwise, what the courts have done, what our legislature and executive branches have done, would just seem insane because they've done the exact opposite of what they were commissioned to do and what they have taken an oath, by the way, before Almighty God to do. Well, in some of the other colonial charters, we see this expressed equally well. For example, the West New Jersey. New Jersey was actually two colonies, east and west. West New Jersey concessions and agreements of 1677 said that no proprietor, freeholder, or inhabitant of the said province shall be deprived or condemned of life, limb, liberty, estate, property, or in any ways hurt in his or their privileges without a due trial and judgment passed by 12 good and lawful men of his neighborhood. So you couldn't be condemned, you couldn't be punished unless 12 good jurors all agreed and voted to bring that conviction against you. Another very interesting one is the frame of government of Pennsylvania. William Penn, and we'll talk about this at another show, but William Penn suffered great, great injustice in England of his religious liberties being trampled upon by the king and the king's courts. So he knew what injustice was, and therefore he was very interested in establishing a colony where religious freedom could be enjoyed and there could be a court system that was just, unlike what they were experiencing in England. And they said in this Article 7 of the Frame of Government of Pennsylvania, 1682, that all trials shall be by 12 men, as near as may be peers or equal and of the neighborhood, men without just exception, and so on. And that there had to be a unanimous vote if somebody was going to be put to death. That capital punishment could not take place unless an unanimous vote of all 12 peers of just men on the jury. So all of our founding colonies, the 13 colonies, had the security of a trial by jury of one's peers. And actually, when you look at what happened leading up to the War for Independence, one of the major reasons why the founders of our country said we need to separate from Great Britain is the abuse by King George III of the judicial system. For example, the very first declaration of our Congress was in October 14, 1774, Declaration of Rights. And they said in that Declaration of Rights, the respective colonies are entitled to the common law of England. And this, listen to this, because this shows where their heart was, what they viewed as most important. And more especially to the great and inestimable privilege of being tried by their peers of vicinage, that is, of the community, according to the course of the law. They were telling King George III, you are a tyrant, you are abusing our right to trial by jury, and we are appealing to you, we're making a declaration of our rights, because you have crossed the line, King George III. And of course, we know 2 years later, they signed the Declaration of Independence, and when you ask the average American, if they even have any idea, what's the reason we separated from Great Britain? What does the Declaration of Independence say? Usually they'll return the answer, taxation without representation. Well, it's true, but taxation without representation is only one of 28 reasons they listed in the Declaration of Independence. Only one of those. A far greater cause for the separation, not that taxation without representation was of no significance, but it was a minor note compared to the king's abuse of the judicial system. For example, number 9 of that list of 28, he has made judges dependent on his will alone for their tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. So the king is completely in control of these judges. He does what he wants with them, and if they don't do his bidding, he fires them or reduces their salary. They're just basically rubber stamps for the king. Number 13 of at a list of 28, he has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. So we're being dragged into court. We're being judged by laws that are unlawful, unconstitutional. just as we see today with Military Commissions Act, Patriot Act, and long, long list of legislation that's unconstitutional and therefore unlawful, and nobody should be held having violated these laws because they're not law at all. The supreme law of the land being the Constitution, if a law violates the supreme law of the land, it's no law at all. And they say, King George, you're violating this basic principle of government. Turn to number 15 of the 28 listed in the Declaration. They said, for protecting the army by mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. And they're probably thinking primarily there of the Boston Massacre, but other examples where there's the king's soldiers were murdering and they were not held accountable in anything but a kangaroo court. So they were exonerated without any true trial, just trial, a jury of their peers taking place whatsoever. Number 18 out of the 28, the king has deprived us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury.
Sounds very much like what's going on over in Iraq, where we have the contractors there, the Blackstone and other contractors, going ahead and shooting people, and there's no trial. Mm-hmm. They're exempt from the laws of Iraq.
Yeah.
Why would anybody be exempt from the laws? Because the government has decreed it. And, of course, if they can do it in Iraq, they can do it here in the United States.
And they're planning to. We know that from the legislation like the Military Commissions Act.
Right.
Number 19 out of the list of 28, that the king has transported us beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Here again, illegal legislation being used to judge people, and they're not being judged by a jury of their peers. They're being dragged to London. Of course, you stand trial in London. The juries there have no idea what the conditions and what life is like back in the colonies. They're not a jury of your peers whatsoever. You can only be tried in the community in which the crime, supposed crime, was committed then, and only then can you be judged by a jury of your peers. So if you look at the 28 causes, five of them have to do with the king's abuse of the judiciary, and especially his abuse of the principle that Englishmen have this God-given right to be tried by a jury of their peers. A far greater reason for our separation from Great Britain and our reason for fighting the war for independence was the king's violation of the very principles of a jury trial. And because today we have exactly the same thing taking place in our land, I would argue, and people might disagree with me, but I would argue that we have the same exact set of causes to separate from our government. Now, we don't need to have a revolution. We don't need to have a war. We just need to restore the original meaning and purpose of our government, which is laid out very plainly in the founding documents, which is why every American needs to study and to know those documents. So when we look at why our country was founded, it was founded on this bedrock principle of a trial by jury, that our founders even said that this is a great and inestimable privilege of being tried by a jury of one's peers of the community according to the course of law. And the reason we're sharing all this history, Dr. Stan, is that most of us, if we understand these principles and we have the opportunity and the privilege of serving on a jury, we're going to be one against 11. 11 other people in the jury won't understand any of these principles. They won't have any knowledge of this history. They will think they're there to do whatever the judge tells them to do. And that's the exact opposite of what our founders said a jury was to be about. A jury was to be independent. A jury was to judge the law based upon the standard of the supreme law of the universe, the laws of nature, nature's God, and then secondly, the supreme law of the land, which is the U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of your own individual state. And if one juror has this knowledge of history and facts and knowledge of the Constitution, they can persuade the other 11 jurors to the right position, that they're first to judge the law before they actually even begin to discuss the facts that they have heard in this case. As you mentioned earlier, of course, the judge is going to tell them the exact opposite. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, he'll say, even think of judging the law. I'll tell you the law. You just do as I instruct you to do. And later on, I'll advise anybody serving in a jury pool before they're actually selected never to reveal in any question they answer what they believe. Just to answer things like, well, I believe everybody deserves a just trial, a fair trial. I believe in justice. They should never reveal that they understand that the jury has this power and this right and duty to judge the law as well as the facts, because if they reveal that, as you indicated in your own experience, they're going to be thrown out of that jury pool as fast as it possibly could happen, with a door hitting them on the rear on the way out, because no judge wants a true jury any longer, the kind of jury our founders talked about. And when we get to looking in the next programs at the details of our U.S. Constitution, it is clear they just refer to trial by jury without going into the details. Why? Because as the history shows, it was so clear in their minds that the trial by jury meant that the jury judges the law as well as judges the fact, that they didn't even need to mention that detail. Of course they didn't. Everybody understood that. That was a no-brainer. No need to even bring it up, because everybody understood it and was committed to it. That's what it meant to have a trial by jury. And today, very few people in our country understand that, and we need to revive the true jury trials for justice to be restored in our land, and injustice to be prevented from happening to citizens in our country. And again, back to those principles of tyranny, you know. If I don't stand up and try to resist injustice that's being done to my neighbor by serving on a jury, and I know many Americans loathe the idea of serving on a jury, they want to get out of it any way they can. No, we ought to move towards that opportunity and say, I'd be glad to do that, because I know I have an extremely powerful role there to play in seeing that justice is done. And if Americans across the board understood this, we could stop tyranny in its tracks on the judicial branch. Well, there's another argument about what we need to do with the legislature and the executive, but in the judicial branch, the jury has a vital and very important role to play. And so I'd encourage each of your listeners to study the Constitution, use our materials. Our website, iotconline.com, has a web store where you can purchase the host kit, as well as many other books and videos that can help you educate yourself and educate your friends and neighbors, or they can call us toll-free and place an order if they prefer to do it that way. And our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. And I'm encouraged, Dr. Stan. I know that many people are despairing about what's going on. There's many very worrisome things that are taking place in our country. But it's encouraging to me that we daily have people calling us or ordering on the web, because they recognize they can do something. They just shouldn't wring their hands in the dark and say, oh, it's hopeless. They can do something, beginning by educating themselves and then their circle of family and friends and church and community, and begin to take our country back as we capture the minds and restore the original understanding of what our country was all about and what the purpose of government truly is.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand the Constitution and help to rekindle a belief in that in their neighbors and their friends. Basically, we are in the right. The people who seize control of our government have violated their oaths of office, and in many instances they've sworn to uphold the Constitution. They hate the Constitution because it's a barrier to their tyranny. Once again, let's get out your webpage and your telephone number, David.
Yes, our website at Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution. iotconline.com is our website, and our toll-free number, if people prefer to order that way, is 866-730-9796. Again, that toll-free number is 866-730-9796.
And all across America, people are taking these courses, they're learning, they're suddenly realizing what a wonderful form of government we have and how it's been stolen from us. We don't have to have a revolution. We want to just reclaim our government. These other people have had the revolution. It's time to try them for treason and expose the skullduggery that's going on. David Whitney, thanks very much for being with us.
God bless you,
Dr. Stan.
Look forward
to talking to you next month. Bye-bye.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we've got about 63 outlets, the Earth's shortwave, internet, satellite, and, of course, our radio stations. We have an outreach. We want to keep it, and we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand what they've done as far as our courts are concerned, let me suggest the book by our good friend John Stormer, Betrayed by the Bench. That's Betrayed by the Bench. It's probably the best single book we have that I've ever read as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. So understand that we have people working within our judicial system who do not believe in the law. They have a different agenda. And to put it into perspective, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD. And then, of course, you need to read my or listen to my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, and my talk on secret knowledge. And they simply take you into this age-old movement towards the world government that's coming to fruition as we are talking today. There's a move towards a one-world government, the destruction of Christianity and a one-world religion, and then the enthronement of a world leader. When you understand that, and when you begin to understand the significance of the New Age and the occult movement, certainly the purpose of the Lucius Trust, if you don't believe the Lucius Trust is formerly a Luciferian organization, still is, for that matter, they just changed the name, go to the website, lucistrust.org. And then, of course, you'll want to get my talk on the planned police state, because, of course, we even, in the syllabus there, you'll actually get some of the writings that come out of this Luciferian organization. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and the sequel to it, Riddles in Stone. You want to get the DVD that we produced with Chris Pinto, who produced those previous two DVDs, and that's called The Atlantis Connection. We have two other DVDs by Chris, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and I have a small part in both of those. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get what I think is one of the finest DVDs we have. Is you can get it the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version. It's called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. It takes you into the music industry, and of course, how many of these people went into the music industry, made an agreement with the devil, and they've got great wealth and great fame and great fortune, but of course, at the price of their eternal souls. And that's actually the message of Rhonda Burns in her DVD, The Secret, or the book, The Secret. They've sold millions and millions of copies after being featured on CBS and Oprah Winfrey, who's doing everything she can to destroy the religious faith of our people. Because what Rhonda Burns is pushing is the fact that there is a force out there, and you can tap into it, and you can get wealth and fame and fortune too, but she doesn't tell you at the cost of your eternal soul. These things are not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. They're very real. I know many people who've been involved with this occult movement came into a personal relationship with our Lord and are trying everything way they can to let people understand what's really going on. Of course, these people are totally unconcerned about virality. They killed President Kennedy. If you don't believe that, you need to get our two four-tape sets on the Kennedy assassination or Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD on the Kennedy assassination. You need to get our four CD or four tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King, the four CD or tape set on the execution of Bobby Kennedy, the murder of Bobby Kennedy. These things are going on today, ladies and gentlemen, because these people are above the law. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration.